Alleluia. 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 The Spirit of truth will testify to me, says the Lord, and you also will testify. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. So let me look at this gospel and draw a teaching which really should influence us just even today. Now, Jesus warns his disciples, life will not be perfect. They will expel you from the synagogues. You will have challenges in your life. You will have reversals in your life. You will be required to make sacrifice in your life. Life will not be perfect when you follow Jesus Christ. What does this mean to us? Well, they won't expel us from the synagogues and they won't try to kill us, but we have to face the imperfect life. So let me talk about this for just a few moments. When I was thinking about the imperfect life, I remember Karl Rahner, this great theologian, says, "In the torment of attaining all things, we come to learn that every life is an unfinished symphony. There is no perfect life." Now, some of you may be interested in the opera. If you're interested in the opera, you might remember Puccini, who was my favorite. He wrote 12 operas. He died in 1924. But his last opera, he wrote Butterfly, La Boheme, and things very familiar to us. But his last one may not be familiar to us. It was called Turandot. And it, by the way, in the third act, it's got Nessun Dorma, which is the greatest, probably, aria of all tenors everywhere, Nessun Dorma. Well, he died before he finished the opera. But he left notes and he left all sorts of directions, and his students came together and they finished the opera. It was performed in 1925 at La Scala. And his friend Toscanini directed it. And when he got to the end of the second act, he stopped, turned to the audience with tears in his eyes. That's where the maestro stopped. And then he went on to the third act, which is enormous. Teaches us that no matter what we do, nothing is perfect. There was a time when I used to go to Italy a lot, and when I went to Florence, everybody who goes to Florence goes to see David. Remember David? The great 17-foot-high David by Michelangelo. But on the way up to see David, there are four unfinished pieces by Michelangelo. They're called the Four Slaves. And the first one we meet is called the Awakening Slave. It's the image of a man trying to, he's all curled up inside a piece of marble, and he's trying to find his way out. Life is like that. Life is unfinished. Life stands before us, but it's not perfect. So now, when you come to what this means in your life, it means your parents are not perfect. So stop demanding that your parents be perfect. It means your teacher may have a bad day. Do you allow your teacher to have a bad day? Yes? Would you allow your teacher to have a bad day? Is that okay? You think it's okay? It's okay for a teacher to have a bad day. It's okay for you to have a bad day. It's okay for any of us to have a bad day, because life is not perfect. Do you get A's all the time? Okay, is that fine? Just fine. You don't need to get A's all the time. If you work hard and you get a B or a C, that's fine. You're not meant to be perfect. You're meant to be perfectly wonderful. And you are perfectly wonderful. Do you believe that? Yes, you'd believe that. You're perfectly wonderful. Here's what I want you to take from this gospel. We have to develop a spirituality that keeps us alive and optimistic even when things go against us. Even when things, did you all apply for high schools in the eighth grade? Okay, maybe you all didn't get into the high school you wanted, but that's okay. It's just a little challenge for you, and you'll find your way. The Lord will lead you. So to develop a spirituality for every one of us in life, your marriage isn't perfect. Okay. You're alone and you get lonely sometimes because life isn't perfect. Your children don't meet your expectations. Ah, life isn't perfect. But to develop a prayer and a spirituality that keeps us alive and keeps us optimistic even when things go against us, that's the teaching of the gospel here today. So wherever you go, wander through this day, carry with you this sense that Jesus Christ is with you, and that you will be called to make sacrifice, you will be called to accept reversals, you will be called to understand that life isn't perfect. Because sometimes we think if we follow Jesus, everything is going to be perfect. And then we do the novena, and then we say the rosary, and then we come to Mass, and still it doesn't become perfect. But listen to the gospel. Jesus says, hey, if you follow me, you will be required to make sacrifice. So keep that in mind, okay? Today is not perfect, but it's just perfectly wonderful. Is that okay? Now, hands up, who's going to have a good day? I don't see everybody's hand up for a good day. Okay, everybody's hands up for a good day. Wonderful. We're going to have a great day. Teachers, gosh, you're going to have a fantastic time today. Everybody's cheerful. We're all cheerful. But I don't know, sometimes I think we're all cheerful, but we don't look cheerful. Look cheerful for me. Okay, I want everybody to look cheerful. This is good. Looking cheerful, that's helpful. You know, sometimes when I walk my dog in the morning, it's early in the morning and I meet people, good morning, and they say, ugh. And I say, oh my God, mercy. Isn't it a wonderful day? And God has given us a new day. And isn't this wonderful to be alive? She's yawning here. You're yawning right in the middle of my homily. God have mercy. Well, life isn't perfect. The homily isn't perfect. I understand that. Okay. Life is just wonderful. Thanks be to God. We're alive.